This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. Sons of Liberty CBD. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. I've never smoked pot in my life. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Up to 25% off. Just remember, WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Police support, veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. sonsoflibertycbd.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, all of these great stations across the entire country. It's always an honor and a privilege to get a chance to broadcast with you every Tuesday and Thursday night. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, that's the Wayne I'm referring to. My friend Murray Sabrin, Professor Murray Sabrin to you and me, is down there in Florida, and he's got a brand new publication out. Murray, what's the name of it? And where can they get it?
It's a businessexpertspress.com, and they have a special offer going for readers, listeners on the radio shows I've been doing, at 20% off of the book, the e-edition or the paperback. Business Experts Press, just punch in my name, Murray Sabrin, on Navigating the Boom Bust Cycle. And it's probably the most important book I could ever write for the business community of how to make sure your business survives the inevitable downturns that we get because of the Federal Reserve manipulating money and credit and trying to set interest rates where they think it should be rather than allowing the free market to determine interest rates.
How damaging, by the way, will it be if the Democrats get even a chunk of what they want here with this gigantic give back, build back plan that they want to throw out there? I mean, me and you have talked about debt and you know how debilitating that can be, and inflation. We talked about that last time, how crippling that can be to the average family. But if what they get, if they get what they want here, how bad will that be for the United States?
Well, this is the problem with government spending. It doesn't reflect what the people want. It reflects what the politicians and the special interests want. And therefore, we're going away further and further from a free market, which is what people express their desires for goods and services. And obviously, we need roads and bridges and things like that, but that's a small portion of this bill. It's all about these subsidies for solar energy and other types of non-fossil fuel type energy. And if people want non-fossil fuel energy, they can go in the marketplace and buy this stuff. They don't need the government to subsidize it. Because when the government subsidizes something, we know the price goes up and the quality goes down. And so, therefore, I've been advocating this for decades. We need a free market. We need a free enterprise system, not what we have today, which is a mixed economy, which means the government is in charge of virtually every sector that we work in, and therefore prices are going through the roof because the Federal Reserve is spending trillions of dollars in order to prop up the U.S. economy, and we're going to have a big crash one day, and in my book I give some guidelines of when we can expect that to happen.
Yeah, tell me about that crash, because I was talking about that a little bit much earlier today with somebody. And to me, it's just a matter of time before things topple over. And can you give me a couple of specifics, just warning signs, what folks should look for?
We had it at the end of 2019, Lee. Well, that's when the yield curve, that is the rate of interest on short-term bonds and short-term notes and long-term bonds, it started to invert. And in my book, I show a chart from the Federal Reserve. Every time we have an inverted yield curve where short-term rates go above long-term rates, we get a recession. And we were on the verge of a recession in 2020, but then COVID hit, and then the government imploded the economy by these lockdowns. So we didn't have a typical recession like we've had in the past. We had a government-imposed contraction of the economy, and then the Federal Reserve created $4 trillion in no time to prop up the economy, and the Trump administration spent trillions of dollars to prop up the economy. So the economy got out of that downward spiral, and now we're in this big bubble. And in my book, I talk about some other indicators that I looked at. And here's an interesting factoid that your listeners should be interested in. Every year since 1950, we've had a recession in the years ending in zero, except in 2010, the recession came early because of the housing crisis. So if that is extrapolated to the future, we could have a big downturn in 2030. That's what the data suggests. That doesn't mean it's an ironclad prediction, but the way the economy unfolds over decades and decades is that they inflate the economy with the Federal Reserve, and then we get a boom. People feel very good about it. They expand their businesses, and then when the crunch comes, they're left holding the bag because there's not enough consumers to buy the products and services that they want during the expansion, during the boom.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me.
It is. You took the words out of my mouth. We live in a Ponzi economy, and we know...
That's the title of your next book right there. I just gave it to you.
Well, the thing is, I've been writing about this because this is what it is. Government cannot continue what it's doing unless it taxes people more in the future or prints more money in the future. And we know Ponzi schemes don't last very long, except Madoff's lasted for decades.
Right.
But the government can have its Ponzi scheme last for a long, long time because they can print money or they can tax and borrow, which keeps this thing in perpetuity until what happens? People lose confidence in the dollar. And that's exactly what happened throughout history, where people lose confidence in the money and get rid of the money, like they did in Germany in 1923, like they're doing in Venezuela right now, with the government printing trillions and trillions of their currency. And so this is a pattern that's been going on throughout Western civilization for hundreds of years, because government thinks that it can micromanage the economy and give us good outcomes. And the evidence suggests just the opposite. When they try to micromanage the economy, they need more money that the central banks print up, and that causes inflation. So last year, the money supply increased by 27%, Lee, the most it has increased in, I think, 60, 70 years. And what a surprise. Prices are zooming, and they continue to zoom probably to 2022, because that money is still in the system, sloshing around, bidding up prices. And here in Southwest Florida, prices are going through the roof. Prices are up 30% from a year ago. That's a sign of a bubble. That's not a normal economic sector based upon supply and demand. It's all this new money that's coming in, and people are buying houses, buying cars, doing whatever they're doing with the new money. And food prices are going through the roof also, 5, 10, 15%. On various items that you go in the supermarket for.
Yeah, I know my bank account wasn't 27% bigger. I can tell you that right now, Murray.
Well, here's the other big scandal, and I just wrote an article about that published on Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S.org. We're getting close to 0% on our savings account in the bank or in our money market fund when the inflation rate is 5%. So we're losing 5% on our purchasing power of our savings. So if you have $10,000 in the bank, let's say, you should be getting roughly $500 a year in interest. You're getting zero. So effectively, the government is stealing from you $500 a year. Hmm. So if you're fortunate enough to have $100,000, you should be getting $5,000, at least $5,000, based upon the rate of inflation, and you should be getting a little real return on that money as well. Plus, adding insult to injury, they tax you on that savings because that's the way the system works. You get taxed on your interest that you get. So we are getting so ripped off. We're getting ripped off in the stores. We're getting, not because of the stores are doing anything bad, it's just that the money is flooded the economy, raising prices, and we're getting ripped off at the banks because the banks are not giving us a market rate of interest based upon the inflation rate. And so we have a terrible situation. The good news is, and this is what I discuss in my book, Navigating the Boom-Bust Cycle, is entrepreneurs are very, very savvy. They know how to create goods and services that people want. And those are the companies and the entrepreneurs that are doing extremely well during this time and will continue to do so no matter what shape the economy is in. And that's the great, I think, resiliency of the free enterprise system. The thing is, we need more free enterprise and less government intervention.
Dr. Murray Sabrin is his name. Tell everybody one more time. I'm out of time right now, Murray, but tell everybody one more time where they can go to find out more about you and then find out more about your books.
Well, my blog is murraysabrin.com. Business Experts Press has published Navigating the Boom-Bust Cycle, and my medical care book is available on Amazon, from Universal Medical Care from Conception to End of Life. And these are two books that I'm very proud of because they talk about solutions to problems we're facing in America. That we know what the problems are. Here are the solutions that will give us a much better medical care system at lower prices and higher quality, and how entrepreneurs, no matter what type of business they have, can survive and thrive no matter what happens in the cycle.
All right. His name is Dr. Murray Sabrin. He's down there in Florida. I recommend you read what he writes. Whenever you get the audio of him, you should listen to what he says. He is a very smart, plugged-in individual. All right. Before I get to a break, my good friend, who happens to be the president of Nichols College. By the way, I'm going back to school. Not like Rodney Dangerfield, but I'm really going back to school, and I'm going to go to Nichols College to get a master's. I'm very excited about that. And I'm just letting you know that this Sunday up at Nichols College, which is in Massachusetts, so if you're listening to me on any of the East Coast stations, this is a go-to place, a bastion of free thought, free ideas. I'm telling you, my friend Glenzel Macy, who you've heard on this airway a number of different times in the past and across the entire country on the USA Radio Network, has it just worked out. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a landing spot for your kid, look no further. It's got to be Nichols College. But anyway, Sunday, they're having an open house. So if you don't know, you know, where you want to send your kid, this is a perfect opportunity for you to go take a tour of Nichols College again up in Massachusetts. I completely recommend it because I'm going to be going there soon. I'm going to be going there in January, and I'm very excited. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Coming up next, my other good friend, Tony D'Angelo, will join me. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.